From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Islamic State militants kidnapped at least 90 people from Assyrian Christian villages during raids in northeastern Syria, activists said Tuesday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the militants abducted people after seizing Tal Shamirim and other Assyrian villages in Hasaka province. The kidnappings follow clashes in the area Monday between Kurdish fighters and the Islamic State group. The Kurds launched an offensive in the region near the Iraqi border on Sunday with support from the U.S.-led coalition, conducting airstrikes against the militants. The U.S. military said 11 airstrikes Sunday in Hasaka hit Islamic State tactical units, vehicles, and a militant bunker. Russia's involvement in the Ukraine crisis, annexation of Crimea last year, and the country's military exercises near NATO borders have been issues of great concern for the Baltic countries, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. Lithuania said Tuesday it would reinstate limited conscription later this year as a precautionary measure. Starting in September, some 3,000 men between the ages of 19 and 27 will be drafted and serve for 9 months. The Democratic Republic of Congo has launched a long-awaited offensive against Rwandan Hutu rebels based in the eastern DRC. Congolese military sources say the operation against the FDLR began Tuesday morning near the city of Uvira in South Kivu province. Congo promised the offensive after the FDLR failed to meet a January 2nd deadline to disarm. FDLR leaders were involved in Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The group is responsible for numerous killings. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says its key interest rate is unlikely to go up before June, and markets will have some warning before that happens. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen made the comments Tuesday to the Senate Banking Committee, part of her twice-a-year report on the state of the economy and how policymakers are trying to manage it. During the financial crisis, key U.S. short-term interest rates were cut to record lows to spur economic growth. Rising growth and falling unemployment make many economists think continued stimulus is unnecessary, and they expect the Fed to boost rates in the middle of this year. Another political dispute is threatening to shut down part of the U.S. government, this time over funding President Barack Obama's immigration policies and the Homeland Security Agency. Money for the agency runs out Friday. Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they want to approve $40 billion in new funding for Homeland Security. Republican State Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would split the budget legislation and call for a separate vote on Mr. Obama's immigration policy changes. But it is still not clear how to fund the Homeland Security Agency. Officials in southern Afghanistan say gunmen have abducted 30 men who are members of the country's Hazara Shiite Muslim minority group. No one has claimed responsibility for the late Monday abduction, which officials say began when the gunmen stopped two buses on a major road in Zabul province, took the men, but left behind the women and children. Afghan police said an investigation is underway to find out who is responsible for the abduction. The United States and South Korea will begin their annual joint military exercises early next month, Seoul announced Tuesday, in a move sure to anger North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry says Key Resolve, a mostly computer-simulated exercise, and Fold Eagle, a large field training drill, will both begin on March 2nd. The war games are a perpetual source of tension on the Korean peninsula. Pyongyang views them as preparation to invade. Seoul and Washington insist they are deterrent in nature. Earlier this month, Pyongyang offered to temporarily halt its nuclear weapons testing if the U.S. and South Korea canceled the military exercises. And a task force for football's governing body said Tuesday that the 2022 World Cup tournament in Qatar should run from late December to late December. The FIFA committee called that period the most viable in order to not interfere with other global events and to escape the heat in those countries. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.